Well, it is Friday once again, and nothing much happened in our town this week, except the Mountain Dew Man came by. And then, of course, there was the warm weather. On Monday of this week, it hit 86 degrees in our town in mid-April. Richard was down at the feed store this morning and said he was working out in the garden on Monday. Said it felt more like late June than mid-April. Said he felt tempted to go ahead and plant tomatoes, but then he remembered we still have 3 more weeks of possible frost in our town. And you know what the old farmers say. Mother Nature always bats last. Speaking of Mother Nature, Steve mentioned that next Monday is Earth Day. Steve said Earth Day was started back in 1970 by a senator from, I believe it was Wisconsin, a fellow by the name of Gaylord Nelson, who said it was important to create environmental awareness. Steve is, of course, a farmer. He's a fifth-generation farmer. He works and cares for the land in our town just like his parents did, and his grandparents, and his great-grandparents, and so on. Steve said he's always been aware of environmental issues. In fact, he's got a bumper sticker on his truck that says, "For farmers, every day is Earth Day." And that is very true. But Monday is the date on the calendar. Pete and Eileen made a beef stroganoff for the church dinner last week. Eileen said that recipe for beef stroganoff has been in her family for years and years. It's handwritten on a 3x5 card, but Eileen says she knows that recipe by heart. Brown 1 pound of ground beef. Meanwhile, bring to a boil a package of egg noodles. Drain the beef and the noodles, and then stir together in a large skillet the beef, a can of cream of mushroom soup, a teaspoon of powdered garlic, and a half a cup of sour cream. Stir in the noodles, simmer for a few minutes, salt and pepper to taste, and bam! You've got Eileen's beef stroganoff. And everybody at church appreciates Eileen's beef stroganoff. Doug and Sherry are down at the Beef Expo at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds today. There's a lot of optimism in the cattle industry these days. And the Beef Expo, it is always a fun place to fellowship and see old friends. It concludes on Sunday. But the big event of the week was the warm weather. But after the cold weather we saw in early April, it was certainly welcome. And other than that, nothing much happened in our town this week, I'm Ish.